listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Even as a chaplain with the International Fellowship of Chaplains, we were asked to be chapel assistants with the sheriff's office, which meant we were able to come in, help run the services. You know, and people even ask me, they say, well, you're a chaplain through the International Fellowship of Chaplains. Why are you wearing a chapel assistant shirt? I said, this is just a label and a level entry into our sheriff's department in the jail that I've been permitted. I don't care that I'm a chaplain.
No.
I care that I have this open door. Recently, we were told the Florida Department of Corrections doesn't recognize us through the International Fellowship of Chaplains as chaplains. I told the senior chaplain out there, I said, we don't care. You're giving us an open door to come in here. And what we're doing now in the prisons is we go and minister to the men in confinement. You have to minister through a little crack in the door. The door can't be open for them to come out or us to go in there and talk to them. You minister to a little crack in the door. But as we go from cell to cell, ministry, praying, encouraging them, one of the gifts Linda has, a lot of times, because she's a female, we're in a male prison, they want to spend a little time with my wife. And some of the guys even go to her. She says, oh, I see you're back with the old chaplain. And she goes, you mean my husband? But again, they're so grateful that we come out.
Well, you understand, for males, there's something way beyond sex and stuff. We were made to need the nurturing love of a female.
Yeah.
And I presume it's the opposite for you, that you want the strength that he has or the masculine qualities.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's vice versa. How God ever did that stuff, I don't know, you know.
I appreciate
it. Leather and lace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happens in this confinement is these men are put in there because either someone was going to kill them or they did something bad.
Wow.
So this is a punishment. They're all in this little tiny place. There's no AC. At OCI, there's no air conditioning. It's very hot in there.
AOC means?
Okochobee Corrections Institute.
Yeah. There's no air conditioning in Florida?
Yes, in Florida.
That's horrible to do that. Yeah. That's almost inhumane, isn't it?
It is, but there's no AC there. And the deputies are in that whole thing. And then when we go in there, we're in that. And
that's crazy.
There's rats in there. I've been praying with the men, and these rats are running around. And I told the Lord, big rats, not little ones. But I see a lot of rats in the mission field, so it didn't bother me.
Walls. We've seen a few rats while we were there.
Well, we're praying.
Not to get exaggerated, but we have seen some, but they're not. I don't want people freaking out there.
No, but they're there.
Calling up the Florida Department of Corrections.
Now, what was your purpose of coming down here? First, I want people to know who I'm talking about. I'm talking with Paul and Linda Burton. They're chaplains. And should I give out a phone number here if people want to talk to you?
We prefer the email.
Oh, they have it on there. Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, they've already taken good care of you.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good that the boys took
care of you. The main purpose for me is to let people know, especially even Christians, that if you're not walking with the Lord in such a way that you're in awe of him every day, that's available to you.
Mm.
And it really does. And I heard again, you talking about this earlier, and Tony was talking about it back there with us. It really comes through surrender.
Mm.
I remember, again, the prayer walk that we were on years ago, and we said, Lord, we surrender all our plans, all our hopes, all our dreams, our future to you. And the Lord has just opened all kinds of doors. We are now, in the last year and a half or so, we've been asked to be auxiliary chaplains with our St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. So if Chaplain Dave can't be somewhere,
you can do that.
We can do that. We can fill in for him.
Now, I will say this. So I'm going around that hospital, and I thought, you know, I'm a character. You know, and I've had my times about being about self as opposed to being about others, which I know I should. And I thought I might buy one of those shirts with the collar. You know why? Because the moment you put that, if I were to put that on, I know that I am to serve everybody. Now, you don't really need that, but you know, Paul said to account others greater than self. I'm working on a book on dignity. You know, the moment that I hold the door open for you and I give you dignity, I immediately dignify myself. Even if you don't say thank you or don't even appreciate it, it doesn't matter. The moment you give another human being dignity, and, you know, we've gotten far away from that with all the political stuff that's been going on. And, you know, and also my friend had a man who was going to the Green Island Bridge to commit suicide. And he said, I won't do it if somebody says hello. He goes all the way to Green Island Bridge. And I know I used to live up there. And a lawyer did kill himself off of that by putting rocks in his pockets and jumped off and killed himself before I left that area. So this guy, this was more recent. So he goes down there and said, well, nobody said hi, so he was going to jump off the bridge. And then some old man started talking to him. That old man never knew he saved his life, you know. People need to, a simple hello, especially to older person, to say you're part of the human family.
When Paul and I go anywhere, because I am a nurse, I always look around. If I see someone struggling, an elderly person, somebody that needs something, I just go over and offer, can I help you? I put their groceries in the car. I ask Holy Spirit, show me who's around me. What do they need? He always shows me a need.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, for instance, we have people going for our magazine to deliver magazines, let's say. So George is supposed to wear a thing on his thing that says he's from there. Because otherwise, who's this strange guy bringing boxes of magazines into the doctor's waiting area?
Right.
Okay, it says it's Vero's voice. Okay. So I was thinking to have the collar on, though, gives you a perception that, you know, I'm here for you. Certainly, at least still in our society, we expect better from someone who's in a pit. And the Bible says those who are teachers or whatever will be judged much more severely.
Absolutely.
So if you put, you know, you put on that collar, you better be in service of everybody. What do you think of that, wearing a collar, I mean, for somebody?
Well, we have shirts that say chaplain on it.
Oh, do you?
We do, yeah, we have outfits.
Because that does give you credibility, right?
We have outfits that we wear when we're out in the community, when we're going to a function where we're representing well, with the sheriff's office mostly right
today, your husband's representing Old Navy.
But it's the original Christian. Old Navy.
The original Old Navy.
Yeah, we asked. We
12 disciples, Savior, and a fishing boat.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Now, you two know and recognize you have great favor with God, correct?
Amen.
Okay.
He's been so
now
good
you have
to us.
Now, I've been doing interviews for 31 years. I've interviewed U.S. presidents, Billy Graham. I've interviewed General Colin Powell.
Wow.
I mean, I've interviewed Garth Brooks, all these people. Met with them face to face. And so I look for threads. Now, one of the threads is people that are successful read. They read. But more important than that is humility, flexibility, teachability, pliability. Mm-hmm. The Lord resists the proud. And I've looked back as an older man and gone, I didn't know that I was arrogant. I didn't mean to be arrogant, you know, or self-righteous. No, I'm not better than anybody. I'm here to serve others.
Man.
And if they don't know Jesus, even if they're despicable, I'm not supposed to judge them. I'm still supposed to serve them, right? So you two must know why. Come on. Why do you two have such favor? You have miraculous favor. You have all these miracles that happen to you.
We're being about the Father's business. When Jesus was here, he said, repeatedly, he said, I must be about the Father's business.
Well, I want to hang out with you guys a little bit.
But you've talk about favor. I was actually in a motorcycle accident 2009. I shared this in a small group last night.
Yeah.
Laying in the road, split lips. I removed the windshield with my face, sat back in the seat. It was a big Harley Davidson Ultra Classic. It fell, the weight of it threw me into the oncoming traffic. Miracle number one, I wasn't killed because the New York Mets were having a game. Not the St. Lucie Mets, the New York Mets, and the church was right there, Calvary Chapel on Peacock. They've moved since then. But shattered this wrist, tore up this shoulder. As I'm laying in the road, our little small group at the time was doing a study on the book of James. And it says in James 1, 2 through 4, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result that you may be perfect in lacking nothing. That perfect is mature. And I prayed. I said, Holy Spirit, I want endurance to have its perfect result. I began inviting people to church. If you don't have a good church, this is an excellent church. Pastor Mike's excellent Bible teacher.
But you were okay from that accident.
No, I
ended up.
EMS picked him up off the ground.
Yeah, and I was witnessing to the guys.
Now, we're about out of time, but not everybody's going to see you on YouTube. So what does that say? It says, Your email address is?
P-R-O-V.
Like Proverbs?
Yeah.
P-R-O-V.
378@gmail.com.
Why that? Why that email?
That is a Bible verse.
Proverbs,
do not be wise in your own eyes.
37:8.
Turn away from evil. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil.
3 what?
3:7-8. Proverbs 3, verse 7 and 8.
Oh, Proverbs 3.
Paul was just quoting it. Yeah, he was just quoting it.
Because there's only 31 Proverbs.
But we just need to say something. Yeah. We have barely touched the surface of our life. I'm telling you that.
I know.
Barely touched the surface. I'm teaching women over 50 years already. I'm teaching women out of the same book, the Bible. And I learn something every time I open it. And it has an anointing on it. Every time you open the Word of God, we're teaching it in the jail, in the prison, all over. Just telling you.
Okay, well, listen, I have to say goodbye to you guys now. We're out of time.
Yes.
Okay.
But hour went by quickly. Paul and Linda Burton, they're chaplains. And again, you can reach them at PROV378@gmail.com. Hey, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay. Peace, love.
Amen. You should have that
and
prayer over
about
you.
Humility. I'm going to let you keep that. The humility. We were at a student-led Bible study on IRC campus.
Yeah.
And the young lady says, why don't you lead it? And I says, no, because you're the leader. Yeah. We're just here to support you. We're here to help you.
Yeah.
You know, I told her, it ain't about us.
Yeah.
And she even at the end, she says, I really appreciate you guys coming because sometimes it feels lonely.
Young woman, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she says, I really appreciate you guys coming here. So like you say, it is a walk of humility. God says, I will give grace to the humble. And I will resist the proud.
Well, I'm not going to let you two go without praying for me selfishly.
Amen.
Okay.
No, that's not selfish.
Right now, say it.
Amen.
Prayer, right?
Father, we continue to pray for Brett. We thank you for this good work that he's doing, Lord. Father, we come against every assignment of the enemy concerning him, concerning his ministry, concerning his family. We curse and cast them down. We come against any and all generational curses that have ever been passed down in this family, their generations. We break them in Jesus' name and by his third. We come against every word curse, whether spoken from without the family or even from within the family. Lord, we know sometimes we speak word curses over ourselves, but we break them all in Jesus' name and by his authority. We pray that you continue to bless him, to show him honor and favor, Lord God. Loose your miracle-working power. Loose your divine intervention in his life, the life of his entire family and their generations. In Jesus' name.
Father, I just pray over him for a fresh wind and a fresh fire, Father God. Lord, there's some things you want to redo in him, Lord. You're showing him many things, Lord, and he has roads and choices to make, Father God. I just pray over him that he would choose to turn everything over to you, Father God. This ministry, all that it is, all that it will be, God, give him guidance and wisdom from above. Let him hear from you, Lord. Give him an ear that is listening, that he can hear as he's helping others, showing others, interviewing others, whatever he's doing, Lord, that he would hear your voice, Father God. Make a path for him, Father, to the desire of his heart, God. He has a desire in his heart, something he's wanted to do for a very long time, but doesn't have that confidence to do it, Lord. But I pray over him, God. Give him the confidence to choose that thing, that desire, Father God, to turn that desire over to you so that you can make the crooked place straight for him, Lord, so that you could bring it to pass. I ask that you use him and his wife, Lord, in a mighty way. Be with them, Lord. Give them that covenant marriage, Lord, where they hold on to you and they walk together as